96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
My friends, it is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
The two major national political conventions are in the history books. Now the general election season begins in earnest. What's ahead for the candidates and the voters? What do you think about the past 2 weeks? We're talking about that tonight with Dr. Kenesha Grant, political science professor at Howard University, and WHUR news reporter Taylor Thomas. Of course, she covered the DNC this week. You may remember a week ago, I also covered the RNC. We want to hear from you. Has your mind been changed? And if not, I want to hear why not. If so, how did that happen? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Boy, we've got a lot to get to. Taylor, good to talk to you again. Glad to see that you made it safely home.
I did. Thank you so very much, Harold.
Let's talk, first of all, about last night. It was a really big deal. Here's a little piece of the action.
That feeling of being valued and loved, that's what my mom wants for every child.
Chelsea Clinton, the only child of Bill and Hillary Clinton, came into the spotlight, really, for, you know, the national spotlight for the very first time. Taylor, you were there. What were your impressions? How was she received?
Of course, you know, at that point, we're the last day of the DNC. She was definitely well received. She's respected. She hasn't gotten any trouble. She's married and mother too. It was very well received. There was no shocking expectation or big announcement in what she had to say. I think it was good, but there were no surprises. We expected her to say that. She's a loving mom and a loving grandmother. I think the big thing was having Hillary Clinton come out. There was a lot of great things in regards leading up to last night, of course, starting off with the First Lady, who people every single day after Mrs. Obama spoke kept referencing her, and even some saying she needs to run the next time there's an election. So she really stole the show. People loved what she had to say, and people really trust her. She then was President Obama, you know, really showing his support as Commander-in-Chief that she is qualified, the most qualified male or female candidate for this position.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, because I want to drill down a little bit on specifically what happened last night, particularly as it relates to Chelsea Clinton, because I think that was really a watershed moment for American politics, and some would say particularly for this campaign season. Dr. Grant, do you think that Chelsea Clinton was effective in humanizing Hillary Clinton?
I don't think she did terribly, but I think that what I'll speak for myself, what I expected from her was not what I got.
What do you mean?
I think she was kind of bland, honestly. I think that she kind of in some ways mirrored what we think about her mother, which is that this is obviously a very smart, very well-spoken person, but not one who can kind of arouse our emotions in the way that folks' emotions need to be aroused about Hillary. It was very kind of straightforward, I think.
Mm-hmm. Harold, the big mover was the video about Hillary Clinton.
I was going to say that. Absolutely. Go ahead. Yeah.
Old people were in tears. And I'm talking about male and females. That piece that was done about Hillary Clinton, narrated by Morgan Freeman, was a powerful piece because it wasn't over the top. And to be honest with you, it gave most people in that room that thought that they knew who Hillary Clinton was a completely different insight to her background, what inspired her as a young person in law school to go on to do what she did. At 4 years old, telling that her mother was given coupons to go around the corner, 4 years old, to get food, 4 years old, and at 14, she was left to fend for herself. Powerful.
And the other thing I think that was really powerful about that video was the excerpt about her showing up at the wedding of the woman who was injured. I believe she was injured on 9/11.
Right. Yes.
And that really demonstrated kindness.
Character.
Yeah, character and kindness that you often do not see unless it's a photo op. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're taking a look back at the DNC and the RNC, and of course, looking ahead at the general election campaign. Let's go to the phones. Ronnie, calling from Maryland. What's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, good evening, everybody. How you
hey,
doing?
How are you?
All right, I'm going to tell you, the one thing that impressed me the most was Michelle Obama. Hillary didn't really impress me. Michelle Obama impressed me. That powerful black woman impressed me. Here's my thing. I'm an officer in the military,
mm-hmm.
and I'm considered a super delegate because I'm an independent, so which means on election day, I can kind of go out of the way. My thing is this. What can Hillary tell me that I would not get deployed back over in Iraq again? That's what I want to know. I care less about what's going on. What can you do to make sure that my troops will not get deployed back over there and we will not die over something stupid, number one. Number two, same thing for Donald Trump. What can you do to make me realize that? See, everybody's worrying about everything else, but nobody's mentioning the military. Nobody's mentioning that these are people's children that are going over there to die because this is what they choose to do, just like a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
He or she chooses to serve and protect. That's my job. It says, when I rose my right hand, it said foreign and or domestic.
Well, Ronnie, let me ask you, have you changed your mind about who you're going
to be honest with you?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Because to be honest with you, the way I'm looking, and I hate to say this because I'm just like you. I graduated Hampton. I graduated HBCU.
Okay.
My thing is this. I'm leaning more towards Donald Trump now.
Wow.
At least I think that. At
Why?
Least I feel that at the end of the day, he's not going to send me back over there. Hillary going to get back in there, and just she talking about Donald Trump with his finger on the button. But then I'm thinking too, okay, Hillary, well, what about you with your hand on the button?
Okay.
You know, it was, you know, so I'm kind of lost. And don't get me wrong.
Well, you've got, Ronnie, let me say, and thank you for your phone call. You've got about 100 days to make up your mind one way or another. And certainly the Libertarian Convention is still ahead. So that gives you some choices, too. Are you surprised at that?
I am surprised. I'm surprised for a couple reasons. First, I think that Donald Trump has probably been the most vocal of both of them about his opinions about America's military being different than we envision it now, especially with his comments about changing how we operate with our allies. So if we are fighting in a military without allies, I think that would probably put our military members in more danger than what Hillary Clinton is supposing, which would be kind of going the same course. I'd also encourage the brother to look at the speech that was given by the Muslim father of a combat member.
Well, those who didn't hear that, here's an excerpt.
Donald Trump, you're asking Americans to trust you with their future. Let me ask you, have you even read the United States Constitution? I will gladly lend you my copy.
That was Keir Khan and his wife standing at the podium. His son, of course, died. I believe it was in Afghanistan. And interesting, he's a Muslim, and he was not only speaking to all of America, but specifically speaking to Muslims and Donald Trump. Go ahead, Dr. Grant.
Yeah, so I think the father said it best. Like, what has Donald Trump lost? And when he's making these statements about how we should engage with Russia or how we should engage with our allies, what does that stuff mean on a day-to-day basis? I started out, and I guess I'll answer your question, supporting Bernie and thinking that I would go for Bernie all the way, and was one of the people who have been moved a little bit over the course of the convention. But of course, Hillary Clinton is not going to be a pacifist in the way Bernie Sanders might. We don't have a way to predict what's going to happen in the world moving forward. But I think that certainly the members of our military will probably be, I don't know, safer or less likely to get deployed under a Hillary Clinton administration than under a Trump administration.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're taking a look back at the DNC and the RNC. We're also going to take a look forward to find out, to guess, I guess you could say, to hypothesize about what could very well happen in the general election. Taylor, please go right ahead.
let's not forget that Donald Trump said that he would end ISIS. He would take care of them. You cannot expect him to take care of ISIS without some type of military intervention. Right. That's not realistic. It's just not realistic. So it is unfortunate that there may have to be more service members. And I speak from a person who has a military background. My father, retired from the military. It's just not possible. We have commitments with foreign countries. We have to support them because if we're attacked, we need to be there and have their support as well. So it's a really tough line to walk. I think that both have expressed their opinions about military actions, what led to Afghanistan and Iraq, and I think they're trying to stay away from exactly saying we're never going to put additional boots on the ground. Okay. That's a really tough thing to make that kind of promise right now.
Dr. Grant, are you surprised when you hear black people say that they are supporting Republicans or even Donald Trump? And is there a difference between a Trump Republican and perhaps other Republicans?
There's absolutely a difference between a Trump Republican and other Republicans. And I think that's one of the reasons that I am surprised when I hear that black folks are supporting Donald Trump. When I talk to many black Republicans or my black Republican friends, I'll say, they tell me stories about wanting to demonstrate their independence from the Democratic Party. So some of them are kind of like more independent than they are Republican. So we got that set of folks. We got another set of folks who have been very successful in life and don't believe that they should be paying into the government in the way that some of the liberals believe that they should be paying into government. We got some folks who are voting Republican on family value stuff. So there are...
In economics,
right? So we've got some black Republicans who are doing these kind of traditional conservative things. And I think those are very different than Trump Republicans who do not really fit into the traditional system of Republicanism. This Trump thing is kind of outside the norm of the Republican Party. So I am very shocked, actually, many times when I hear black folks talk about their support for him, especially because he hasn't been especially kind to black people during the course of this election. He has said some things about various people and various groups of minorities that I don't think are very far separate from what he must be saying about us when he's at home.
Harold, Congressman Elijah Cummings was telling me when he was speaking to African-Americans that had brought up some concern about perhaps they too would support the Republican ticket. He said, listen, there's no candidate that you're going to like every single thing about, but you've got to think about the bigger picture.
You know, I wanted to kind of piggyback on what Dr. Grant was saying because, you know, at the RNC, and I had a chance to talk to a lot of black Republicans and ask them why they were supporting Donald Trump or why they are black Republicans. And just as Dr. Grant said, you know, the line is not a thin line. There's really a wide gap between, say, a black Trump Republican and just a black Republican. And almost to a person, the black Republicans that I spoke to are really in the party because of economics, because of taxes, because of jobs, almost all of them entrepreneurs, business owners, not so many dealing with some of the social issues. And some of them were quite frank when they were saying they don't really care about those things. You know, they own a business. They want their taxes reduced. They want to make more money.
Right.
So, you know, certainly there's an issue there for a lot of the black Republicans, at least that I had an opportunity to meet there. And I dare say that that was the same at the 2008 Republican National Convention, which I also covered. Let me go back to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Reggie, quickly, before I go to a break from Richmond, what's on your mind?
Yes, real quick. Donald Trump just stiffed a hotel in Roanoke, Virginia for $20,000. And it's in Richmond Town-Dispatch newspaper claimed that the ballroom they had wasn't cool enough. But that's for the previous caller. So I'm going to tell you real quick, Bernie Sanders, I was disappointed in his people, the way they acted, and I wish the Democrats would take care of their brain. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Reggie. I appreciate your phone call. We need to get ready to take a break, but I want to let our callers know that we're still taking your phone calls. That includes Zoe calling from Southeast, Ricky calling from Richmond. We want to hear from you, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Taking a look back at the DNC and the RNC. Have you changed your mind? And if not, have you been bolstered by what you've heard? We want to hear from you. We want to hear your opinion. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation and your phone calls in just a bit.